I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes.
What did that map just say? It just binged at me.
Oh, look, there's a little penguin.
Oh.
Go straight ahead at the roundabout.
Okay.
At the roundabout, take the second exit.
Shouldn't she just say go straight?
She should, but she's...
Why does she always say that? Do you reckon Julia's been walking around the house playing cupboards? Like her Italian mama instincts, even though it's her holiday house, it will overwhelm her and she'll be being neat for us.
I actually think she'll be cooking.
Do you think she'll be cooking?
Yeah, I think she'll be cooking.
Who do you think will bring the most food? I feel like we've got a lot of food on board.
I think us. Yeah, I got a lot.
I got a lot.
I threw in an extra bag of Rocket just so we had some veggies.
Yep. Tess will come in like a, she came in like a wrecking ball. You know, she'll be by herself in the car. She'll be loving herself sick, having some time on her own. And she'll turn up and she'll just be a mile a minute. Kate's here will make some, just tell a story tonight that has us all wigging our pants.
I think Rana's going to be best on dance floor.
Totally. If we don't achieve the lift from dirty dancing tonight, I will chalk this up as not achieving our KPIs.
Shelley, best on karaoke.
Well, she's already got it. She and Nick will have turned up and already, like, they're in the car together, right? They will have solved all the world's problems. I'm shocked that we're not wearing the same thing.
I purposely didn't
pack pajamas that I know, like, I didn't pack the same pajamas. I packed pajamas that I knew you didn't have.
So that we didn't have matching.
Because I thought if we came out in the morning after sharing a bed, we'd look like me one of these two.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
Why is this on all of the playlists?
Because it's 80s bangers.
It's Madonna.
Madonna's good. All right. Sing along.
I prefer Cherish.
This is a good song, though.
Is it her best?
No.
Okay, let's see.
It's good, though.
Sing the opening bars will be... Performed this to Dad when I was drunk on New Year's Eve 2000.
I sang Like a Virgin when I was pregnant at a work conference.
You're going to be upset because I was always your little girl. You should know right now that I'm not a baby. You always taught me right from wrong. I need your help, Dad, to carry on. I know what I'm singing. The one you can
see. I'm pleased neither of us had a teen pregnancy. That's definitely on the cards for us.
Oh. Speechless.
Don't be baby.
There's still time for our children.
Papa, don't preach. Trouble deep, Papa, don't preach. I've been losing sleep, but I made up my mind. I'm keeping my baby.
Is that the same baby from Billie Jean?
With the eyes.
Today, the Outer Sanctum is recorded on the lands of the Bunurong Bunurong people. We acknowledge these traditional custodians of the land and pay respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Good plan. Who thought of this one?
You're listening to the Out of Sanctum podcast.
Here is a moment in time in the history of the AFL. In from the side.
Helton. She was surrounded by blue jumpers. This is Iron. Round makers. History makers.
Welcome to the Outer Sanctum. You're on the footy trip and we've eaten way too much cheese. We're here staying at Julia's Airbnb and causing havoc in the beautiful seaside town of Peep. Today we're powered by football, which is on the TV, as all good footy trips would be. And we're going to aim to bring you a bit of one out of the box today. We know each other pretty well, but we have a random set of questions because we're not capable of making any sense after the amount of cheese that we've eaten. So we're just going to do a little... It's a round robin of sorts, if you like, and Katesy is going to be the ultimate question maestro and pull questions out of the hat that have been written by a number of anonymous Outer Sanctum members. And you just have to, it's going to be like, we're going to spin the bottle. What are we going to do? Is Nicole going to go first? Are we just going to go in order? Or, Kate, maybe you can choose who you direct the question to.
I feel like Tony Barber. That's exciting. Okay. So we have a bucket of Yalna Potset Greek yogurt that these are all in. Questions? Okay. I'll just decide who's going to get the question, then I'll ask the question. So, Lucy. Question is, if I played footy, I would injure my and then ... first.
Oh, gosh, it could be anything. Probably ego would be because I can't kick a footy.
Oh.
I think I've gone live with this before. I can't kick a footy. I didn't get taught how to kick a footy growing up. I try. I'm terrible. I can't bounce. I like to. I think that I'd be okay, but no, no good. So ego.
Fair enough. All right. My next question is for MZ Race. The question is, will we be in the photo montage at your funeral?
100% you'll definitely be in the photo montage at my funeral and potentially ahead of most other family members. And if any of you are still upright, you'll be pallbearers and I will have jobs for you.
Pallbearing sounds like the most stressful job in the whole world. I don't want to do that. Can I not do that?
So you can just give me a little finger.
Put you in the bag.
Put you in a little bag.
Yeah, I'll put you in a clutch. Yeah,
all right. We'll all be wearing black armbands, right?
Oh, this is a very interesting one, right? Yeah, because I recently realised that when I die, I think people who are playing for Hawthorn would wear a black armband because I've been the number one ticket holder.
Mm.
And, like, that's pretty much my only purpose, to serve to be the person that you have to wear a black armband for. So...
And everyone will go, who was that?
Yeah. I don't, I'm not like you. I haven't thought about my death quite as much, Anna, but I've realised it would be quite a touching tribute if all family and friends wore a black armband to, like, to work when I passed away. And I've decided that's what I'd quite like. So if you're listening and you're fond of me, pull out your black armbands. Get them out for me.
For a day test or the week? Or what are you going to go QE2 on it?
I could have 11 days of mourning. 11 days of black armbands for me.
You actually need to put in your will and people have to do it. Like, it's a rule.
Okay,
this one's for you, Nicole. Mm. I already know the song I played at my funeral. Alive by Pearl Jam.
Oh,
priority. Yeah. All right, off funerals now. Go, Katie.
I just wanted to table, and because it hasn't been tabled before, that MZ and I call funerals funes. That's because that's how my friend abbreviates it, and we've gone with it ever since.
I've adopted that too, by the way.
Funes catching so much better to go to a fune. All right. Tony Barbering the questions.
Loving these sound effects.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm a pro.
You are a pro.
Been doing this for a while. Okay, this question is for Julia Chiara.
Oh, God.
The question is, players who leave, dead to you or not?
Oh.
Great question.
Players who leave
your club.
Your
AFLW club.
No, they're not dead to me.
they're just sleeping.
No, they're not.
No, either.
Because I think that players leave for a bunch of different reasons. Do you want me to give a funny answer? I've got a real answer.
Well, no, tell us the answer
you would have said before you joined the PA.
Or maybe there are players who are actually still playing for your club who are dead to you.
Do not put words in my mouth, Nicole.
By the way, it's three-quarter time and Frio are in front of Sydney by 7 points.
Thanks for the update.
Thanks.
Oh, right. For your eyes only.
Next question.
All right. This question is for Nicole Hayes.
Oh, God.
Question is, if your team vanished into thin air and you had to choose another, who would it be? And our team might vanish into the air. Our club, to be honest. Oh my God. So that's actually real.
You know how I feel about second teams. I don't think you're allowed to have one.
No, this is not a second. This would be the first.
But it means that I've considered an alternative, and I simply have not. So,
you have to now.
I don't use your imagination.
First thing that comes to mind. First one that comes to mind.
Politician.
Yeah, nice. Fair enough. Well,
what's
done.
Yours, Tess Armstrong? I want to know.
Oh, I've got a list of about 1,000. Every other team, St Kilda.
Oh, of course.
But if they weren't so dead to me. But also Geelong and a little bit the Dogs.
Strap yourself
and a little bit Freo because they say Dozy Doe in their song. You know, there's a lot. I love them all.
Is it possum on the roof?
Yeah.
Someone at the door.
This has become only murders in the podcast.
Are we getting in trouble for being too loud?
It might be me having parked.
Parked on someone's driveway?
No.
You didn't do that. Oh, no. I parked in front of the other house. Not their driveway.
If you just shut up, we can hear. It's an administrative matter.
Does she want to be on the pod?
Play dates. She wants to be the interviewee.
Fundraising.
Does she want to join the pod?
Cheese break.
Who would she?
Just my neighbour. We're just talking about a tree that needs to come down.
Oh, I'm a worried I parked in the wrong spot.
If she had thoughts about Nicole not choosing it.
Yeah. She had thoughts about the Tassie after. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, speaking of the footy gods, I just, before I pulled this out, I thought my next question is going to go to Shelley, and then I saw it and I was like, nailed it. Because the question is, karaoke, what's your go-to song?
Anything Whitney.
Yes!
Can we have a few bars?
No, we can't.
So we'll come back to you on that
anything
one then,
Whitney, even if I haven't chosen it, I will jump up and sing it.
Yes. Oh, great choice.
This question is for Rana Hussein. And the question is...
In case we didn't know which Rana.
Yeah, there could be another Rana, like, hiding under the coffee table. If I played AFLW, I would play like... ...
Oh, good one.
Oh.
I love how we went. That's a great question. No, that's a tough question.
A really tough question. Honestly, the first name that came to my mind was Sabrina Frederick
I knew you were going to say that.
You're Oracle today, Kate, because I can really take a mark. I'm actually, like, surprisingly good at it for someone who's not good at sport.
Hands who sang.
Hands who sang.
Buckets who sang.
Thank you. Bread baskets? Is that?
No. Bread basket.
Bucket.
Oh, bread basket.
Bread basket.
She's got a big bread basket.
Right? I still don't understand that. But, yeah, I reckon I would stand on the back line, take some marks. Terrify everyone.
Love it.
I can be very intimidating if I want to be.
Just file that away. I just want you to know.
I'm just going to throw balls at you throughout the day. Yeah.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Being so exposed.
By the way, when you just said then that you still don't know what having a, you know, taking it in your bread basket means, it made me think about what's the origin of that phrase in footy, and if anyone knows it, any of our listeners know it, dial now, 1-800. It would be good to 1-800 bread basket.
Maybe the neighbour knows.
Yes. She's on her way back over.
Yell out.
The next question is for...
The ones written in text or were written by Tess. Okay. Oh, does that matter?
No,
that's good to know. I know your handwriting.
Are you covering yourself?
They're not like Dorothy Dix's. I could answer my own. They're not like I'm stitched you guys up.
Talking about being stitched up, this is a really tough question that I predict no one here could answer, maybe except Tess Armstrong. I actually think you could.
Okay.
The question is, can you recite, but you have to sing it, the first two lines of Up There Kazali?
Oh, we just did this beforehand.
I can. I'm your backup.
And you thought it was a working class man.
I thought it was the start
There's
of working
a
class
lot
man.
More things to There's football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could cry.
That's the second verse. See, right?
No, no.
I love football.
That's the second verse. I know. I was going to say the other one. No. When you work to one living and the weekend comes a time.
When you living.
And the weekend comes a time.
You can do whatever turns you on. Get out and clear your mind.
That's a bit.
Can we talk about what turns him on is football played on the weekend.
Same actually, though.
That's a bit gross.
He should get out more.
We are. On the weekends at least.
How to you, Mike?
All right. This is for Emma Race. Where do you think Danny and Sandy fly off to at the end legend of Greece. Give us your thesis.
Oh, I have thought about this so much. So there is one school of thought that says that Sandy actually, when she got a cramp, she nearly drowned. He showed up splashing around. She actually did drown. Oh, and that the whole movie is a fever dream of, and her, she's dying. So at the end, it's her fume. So in the end is her taking the dream of her and Danny in the car. And it's like angels, right? Like, no, no, so she's it's her death dream, oh, yeah. Okay. But what I actually think, this is what I truly think, is that they filmed the whole movie
in that one.
And then while they were filming, it was made in 1975, and while they were filming it, I think the technology came out to make it look like cars flew in the sky, and they're like, we better put the flying car in it, yeah, because we can.
No, 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 because Chitty Chitty, Chitty Bang, Bang Bang had already, yeah, been out.
Chitty Chitty Bang
and
Bang.
And so I just think this is clearly they were going to Xanadu.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
I don't Chitty Bang Bang. Bang. Yeah. Like, how did I not even know that?
You've blown my mind. Yeah.
Wouldn't they do roller skates to Xanadu?
Well, they do them when they get there. They're in the boot.
Okay, so sorry, I got that wrong.
Yeah,
my sister says.
I need a chip.
I got my opinion wrong. Lucy said, tell mum.
Being the firstborn, she thinks she's right, of course.
She is right.
Okay.
No, Lucy has only been wrong once, but it wasn't her fault.
I was wrong twice, but one of them wasn't my fault.
You should have said I thought I was wrong once, but I wasn't. Okay, this is a question for Shelley Ware. Mm-hmm. Footy socks, up or down?
One up, one down. Oh! You were ready for that one.
Splitting the middle.
She's fast, fast money. She's fast on the buzzer. Yeah. She's fast on the buzzer. Okay, this question is for Tess Armstrong. If you cheated on footy, which sport would you have an affair with?
Oh, okay.
Pommel horse.
It is cricket.
I didn't ask you.
It is cricket because I also currently work on a cricket podcast. I cheat on footy all the time. It's like having a boyfriend overseas or a partner overseas, but no one knows them because it's like an international vibe. So they're like so cool and sophisticated. You talk to people with accents. It's very exciting. And then footy is just like still quite bogan. But I also love it more. And so it's like I have two partners, a bit on the side. My second affair sport is WWE wrestling.
Oh, of course.
Which
my favourite thing about you, Tess.
People may not know, but I was
Stone Cold
fanatical
Steve Austin.
Fan of
Stone Cold, yeah, Steve Austin.
Stone Cold. Loved him. Really loved him. I actually just listened to the Triple H theme song on the way here.
Are we still calling it a sport when it's so clearly theatre?
I'm sorry, what?
It's performance.
Next question.
All right, this is for Lucy Race. What is your worst football confession? And it's a multiple choice.
Merger?
No. A, I don't understand the soft cap. B, I don't know my six times tables. Well, she does because of
six
battle of Hastings.
Yeah.
C, I leave before the game ends. And this is not on there, but I'm going to give you an option of D where you can put in your own.
Okay. Definitely A, I don't understand the soft cap, but also I'm a bit rusty on the six times table. But my worst footy confession. I've got a feeling it's under 60. Yep. It's around the 40s.
Yeah.
Something around that. I really don't do numbers. I don't do numbers at all. But my worst football confession is one day when Hawthorn was playing Richmond, and it was at a time when Hawthorn was good and Richmond wasn't great, and I was there with my family, and Hawthorn lost, and I cracked it at the end. I fully cracked it, and I slammed my hand down on the chair in front of me, and I got up and walked off.
Oh.
And my kids still talk about it.
Oh, that's just embarrassing.
That's bad. We might need to edit that out.
I feel like we could go around and do everyone's footy confession.
Pass.
All right, the next one is for Nicole Hayes. What is the first thing that comes to mind when I say Port Adelaide?
Well, never tear us apart.
Oh, I'll be so thrilled with that.
I know, but I'm not pleased with it.
I love it.
I love it.
I know. So jealous of it.
I know.
It burns me. It's so
rich.
It
me, and they got it.
Yeah, me too.
They just took it and they just went with it.
And no one else was thinking about it.
Did they have to ask? Yes. I wonder.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Surely.
Fremantle have prevailed by 14 points.
Oh, I'm loving these updates.
Thank you.
Someone's really on top of this game. I like it. It's good.
Here's some live scores if you don't want to hear them.
We're rolling and we're rocking. We're the rollers and the rockers.
We're the mighty Frio Duckers.
We're going to roll them and we'll rock them. We're going to jump them and we'll stop them. We're going to send them down, down below. Hit him real high, then you dosey dough. Love it. We're the Frio Duckers. It's actually very catchy.
Yeah, did it really say dosey dough?
No.
We did a whole episode on that, Nicole.
I don't know the words.
I listen to everyone, but I just don't remember anything ever.
It's weird that that didn't stick with you because it's so meaningful.
Yeah. Do you have to edit out when I blaspheme the baby Jesus name?
What?
When I say Jesus, do you have to edit that out?
Ah, leave that in. Okay.
The baby Jesus.
When you say baby Jesus, I edit that out. Babies Jesus. Are off limits. But
what
Jesus,
is that? The adult. Grown carpenter. That's fine.
This one's for Rana Hussein. If you knew that this pod would go on for 8 years plus, just like how it's going on and on and on, would you have signed up?
Hell no. Yes, of course I would. Love you all. Bloody amazing.
That's the real answer.
I was a very different person 8 years ago, though. So
yeah, you weren't on the pod.
I
wasn't. The real answer. Stop recording.
She was a listener. This is a factual question, so I'm going to ask Ted.
Oh no,
Armstrong.
Stitch up.
How many men does it take to ruin a footy club? Hashtag sassy.
How many yachts?
Two, I reckon. They need a friend. Once they've got a friend, one I think is good. Two, it gets a bit dicey after that.
That's excellent.
A 150 problematic, and that's the general.
Correct answer.
And what's his name?
Okay. Who's up next?
Shelley.
Shelley.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask a different one to Shelley.
I love all this editing.
Yeah. Actually,
this is self-censoring.
Yeah, Tony Barber never did this. This is one of his main failures. He didn't match the question to the contestant.
We only ever
contestant.
Saw the edited version. We don't know what he did. Story. Let's be honest.
That's true. Oh. Shelley Ware.
Mm.
Night or day or twilight grand final?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I like day grand finals. I love a day grand final because you go there, you enjoy yourself, it's all part of the day, and then you don't get that crazy that happens at night time. Mm. I'm not a real fan of, you know, sometimes the outer guests can't behave themselves as well as they should, and I think they'll ruin a night game.
Sometimes they slam their hands on chairs.
Yeah, this is true. I do like fireworks, I love all
that
of that.
That was a day game, by the way.
But if they went and changed it up, like, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, but I would be disappointed because I do like the tradition of the full day. Mm. And barbecues in the car park, it's all just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids can be more involved. I think, you know, we take the kids out then.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Sabrina Frederick, and you're listening to The Outer Sanctum.
Julia Kerr. Okay, whose song is this lyric from?
Oh, shit.
They all try their best, but they can't get near. Hang on. Let her.
I don't know.
Oh, she still doesn't know it.
Hand on your buzzer.
Beep, beep.
They all try their best,
but they can't get near.
As the bombers fire.
Does that actually rhyme with anything? They all try their best, but they can't compete.
Can't get near.
Can't get near.
Hang on, so go see the bombs fly up between the premiership flag. Our boys, our girls who play this grand old game are always striving for glory and fame. See the bombs fly up the other teams. They fear.
They don't fear,
yeah.
That's why they can't get near.
They must fear, though, because otherwise they can't be saying the other teams they don't fear.
But they can't get near.
Yeah, so the other teams, the Bombers, don't fear. Yeah. They are the Bombers. Okay, stand down.
Okay. Yeah.
Is everyone okay?
I feel like, by the way, if we spend time, like, carefully analysing the lyrics of every club song, they're all ludicrous.
I don't think they'll hold up.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
What was annoying me about
like
that?
Like how Collingwood claims that all the premierships are a cakewalk, but that's one in like 30 years.
Well, we're the greatest team of all.
Yeah.
They did come up with that song when they were currently winning.
Our club's been wound up, as we discussed earlier. So
when you read out that lyric, I was fearful that it was going to be like a Bob Dylan lyric that doesn't rhyme. You know how he does like...
Yeah. I'm in the basement, mixing up the medicine, mom. Mm. Yeah.
When he wants to say, he wanted to pin the murder on someone. That doesn't rhyme with her murder.
We're getting a Bob Dylan.
All right, this one is for Emma Reese. Would you rather be tackled by Ebony Marinoff or
anything else
to be a stepladder for Taylor Harris?
Great question.
Oh, how would you, basically the question is asking
how would you like to die? Yeah. Would I like a photograph?
And black armbands or
took a hanger on me.
Your death would be recorded.
My death would be recorded for all time. World's greatest hanger.
Which would be great because we could play it at your fune.
I will say this. Chris Langford, he was often a stepladder and he looked cool doing it. Mm. So,
and do you think you would look cool doing it though, Em?
No, I wouldn't. And also I think that if Ebony Marinoff was to tackle me, it would be a quick death.
I like that we've come full circle here.
I did write a lot of death questions.
We had a bit of a chat about it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They're too deathy, apparently.
I vetoed them on the deathy
quite
versions.
Dark. Yeah. It might be time to book a session with your therapist.
Don't be listening to true crime.
There's a theme. Okay, this next question is for Lucy Tullamarine Race. Who would play Chelsea Randall in a movie?
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Can we all suggest someone and then you have to choose?
Okay, yeah, but you know, because you know I can't remember what anyone looks like and I can't remember anyone's names.
So none of these words.
So this is like the worst ever.
Oh,
Julia Roberts.
Oh.
I'm going to say Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yes.
I'm actually on Julia now.
I'm going Neve Campbell.
Hillary Swank, actually.
Yeah.
And also she can box.
Could we do anyone under 30 or just
No, we're all showing. We don't know anyone. And by the way, Julia, it can't be Juliette Binoche.
Also not under 30.
Yeah.
I'd go Swank.
Who's yours?
I would go Garner or Swank. I could do either.
Yeah, I think Garner would do a good job.
Mm. Mm. But Swank's pretty much got like the
look. They're both a bit method. They'd be good at
Swank. Mm. Yeah, I reckon they'd be
Swank. Swank the boxer.
And she's got the
physicality. No one said Bob De Niro. He's a really good actor. They would give it to a white man.
usually that's how we go, but today, maybe not.
Swank's won two Oscars too, so this could be her third.
I think it could be her third. Agree.
What was the... Now, say I can't remember her name again. In the original Terminator...
Linda Hamilton.
What else has she been in?
Linda Hamilton.
OG Sarah Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Look at that.
That is 100% true.
I've just watched her in something very recently. Let me see.
So, OG Sarah Connor played Chelsea Randall.
It's Linda Hamilton. Yeah. I mean, that's the winner.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton. Yeah, we got there.
Yeah.
We got there.
Yeah. All right, who needs the question?
You can choose.
Rana? I need a question.
I did pass
very early on the Essendon theme, so I'm happy.
I'm going to ask. You want one?
Sure.
All right. Should the CEO, that is of the AFL.
No, it's fine.
The question is, should the CEO read the Brownlow votes? Mm-hmm. And if not, who?
Grant Denyer.
Tony Barber.
You should do it, Katie.
I'd be good at it. I'd certainly like pick up the pace. Quick game's a good game.
It is weird that the CEO reads the Brownlow votes, isn't it?
Yeah, he's hunting for glory. Yeah.
But I think it then opens it up to like a TV personality or a commentator.
It's Steve's brother to do it.
Else. Man, I don't think that fella.
So what you're saying is. The future CEO must also have a brother who is in television.
I don't think he has to, but once his brother gets one, he'll get one. That works, right?
What about Mike Brady?
He could sing them.
He could sing the Brownlow
Votes. It's too late in the day for Mike, but
what about Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan would be hilarious and he had to rhyme them.
Exactly.
I think, reversing my initial thought, I think it should continue. I think it's a weird quirk of our weird game.
Yeah. And let's embrace it.
Yeah, and let's embrace it.
Okay, this question is for Shelley Ware.
Oh, yes.
And Shelley, you have to sing the answer.
Oh.
Yeah. I so decree. The question is, which is your favourite footy club song, but it can't be your own team?
Oh, okay. Let me just think 1 second. Sorry, Tess.
It's fine.
I know it, but it's not coming to my head.
Which of them will start you off?
The chorus.
Oh, we're from.
Mm. Oh, we're from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're from Tigerland.
Fighting Fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin. Hey! Risking head and shin. Hey! If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and win. We're from Tigerland. Never beat until the final star has gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold. Oh, we're from Tiger. Yellow and black. Oh, we're from Tigerland. Great choice.
Well, actually, that little bit yellow and black bit of it.
Great choice.
Not ending that.
New ringtone, am I right?
Also, West Coast are now playing the Western Bulldogs and it's 1-0 in the first quarter. All right, this question is for Tess Armstrong.
Mm.
And I'm going to add a component to the question that's not written on the card.
Love it.
So the first part of the question is, Desert Island, Chelsea Randall or Erin Phillips? That's the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, who would play Erin Phillips in a film where this was being filmed?
Linda Hamilton.
Because she's going to be busy.
Who would play Erin Phillips in a movie?
I've got one. I feel like Erin Phillips would play herself. She's so good at
that's
everything.
That's what I feel like. She's done it. She's taken the star
and
turn
she'd
on radio.
And she'd win an Oscar.
She'd win an Oscar.
I think Margot Robbie would play Erin Phillips.
I mean, we'd watch her do anything.
Did we already talk about how she's good at everything? Didn't we?
Yeah, earlier today.
I'm still allowed to
Margot
nominate.
Margot or Erin?
Match.
Yeah, both. What about the cookie?
Told you.
Here he is.
It's the best bird.
Vocal
there's no better
range.
Bird.
No, there isn't.
No.
Frank,
what's
your
best bird?
Galah. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Galah. Tess and I both think that Galah is the greatest of all birds.
What's that pink?
But in terms of the noise that each bird makes, you can't beat the lyrebird because it makes every sound.
You like the blue fairy wren, don't you?
I do love the blue fairy wren. If you're like a foreigner, Frank has never been able to listen to that and not, like, he gets a shiver.
Yeah,
that is so uniquely Australian. There is nothing else like it.
Yeah, when magpies warble. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They are pretty.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of listeners who are like, I'm turning off now.
Sorry, this is for our Twitcher. Kate and I have
Twitcher
a side project about just galahs, the things we love about them. Desert Island, the answer we've always said on the pod would be Chelsea, but in this instance I think I might have to take Erin because I would sing There's Only One Erin Phillips to her as a bit of jaunty, like passing away
keep
the day. Keep the mood up.
How do you think she'd stay on the island?
There's nowhere for her to go, Shelley. She can't leave the island. It's not my problem. That's her problem.
She would fashion a way off the island.
Which would be good for
hours.
Me. I would then just tug along on the back. So it would be a good kind of motivator for her to get us off the island and therefore we'd be able to go.
I think she'd eat you.
Like alive. All right, I'm going to ask one final question that everybody has to answer.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to start with Nicole Hayes and then go around the circle in order from where you're sitting. No, it's easy. It's an easy question. But if you don't get the answer right, we're not all the friends. The question is, if you won the BNF, who would you thank first?
Okay, well, my parents are dead now, so I don't have to thank them.
Away, baby.
They got thanked at
well, they still live
they
on.
They got thanked at the funeral.
Parental guilt lives on.
The Sanctum is who I would thank, wouldn't I?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, while you're sitting here, yes.
Julia Chiara, you're up next.
So it's a BNF. I'm a football player and I want a BNF for my team.
You're playing in a footy team. It can be any footy team. Who cares? Whatever level. But you've won the BNF. And so you get up to make your speech. This is like the Oscars. And the question is, who do you thank first?
I thank the team. And like every award I've ever won, I forget to thank my partner.
Excuse me, but how's the humble brag by Julia? And like every award I've won. I've won so many. Shelley Ware, you're up next.
Okay. Well, when I did win the overall actual... It'll be best and fairest for the Netball Association.
Don't miss Tunarama.
Well, I have won
Miss Tunarama. I reckon you would be goal defence.
I was goal defence and centre, and I won the whole entire competition. You know, South Australia. So great. I dreamt about it the night before and knew I'd won. So I had to stand up there and act surprise. So
Kerry Culkin, welcome to the pod.
So I didn't sound like an arsehole at the age of 12, So I've lived this experience before. I don't think I thanked anyone because I was still trying to act like I was surprised, which is a real performance that I had to put in for that whole thing. But I would probably thank my ankle strapper for getting me through because there is no bloody way I could play a full season of football without my ankle strapper.
Yeah.
Nice. That's beautiful.
That's good.
That's nice.
And your ankle strapper thanks you.
I've never won a single thing except for the John Marsden Writing Award in grade 6.
Yay. Except for.
No, I wrote a thing and it was like one paragraph and I didn't finish it and I still won it.
Because it was a cliffhanger.
It was a cliffhanger. I don't think I thanked anyone. So if I won this, I would be hooping and hollering and high-fiving everyone. So by the time I got there, I'd just be played off by the music. It wouldn't get to thank anyone. I think I'd just be so thrilled.
Nice. Very nice.
Emma Race.
Well, I don't know. I've never known if you won something whether you thank the people you love the most first or last, because if you get played off then. So I might do the really most important first.
Tess, now's the point to put some music underneath. Start winding her up.
It's true.
Wind her up.
So regardless of what I won it for, if it was for footy or whatever it was for, John Marsden, whatever, I'd probably always thank Lucy and Felicity first.
Aww.
Lucy would be there as my plus one. Felicity wouldn't be there and wouldn't ever watch the footage.
I'd thank Bobby the dog. The saviour of my life.
That's nice.
Everyone else that I love. But obviously Bob's a favourite.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
Fair. Okay, well,
Lucy, you're next.
Me. I told you how I play football, so I would never win, so I don't need to answer this question.
Oh, so funny. Yes, you do.
Mine's boring because I'm the same as Emma. I'd thank my sisters. I'd always thank my sisters first.
She's only and saying then, that so she doesn't get in trouble.
But it's kind of the truth. And then I would thank these sisters.
Yeah.
And I'd thank my team.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'd thank my family.
And your manager and your publicist.
I'd thank Beyonce Knowles.
And your therapist.
And the sponsors.
I would forget sponsors and I wouldn't say their actual names, I reckon.
Like the ABC.
Biggest insult for them.
Thanks to sponsors.
But I don't even know what the word sponsors means.
I've worked at the ABC.
Oh, ABC. Yeah. But I would never win. So it doesn't matter.
You're with me. I would rather not win something and hear someone else thank me than win something and have to do the thanking.
100%.
Not me, just quietly.
Happy to take the win.
I have to say,
I was like in the acknowledgements of about 30 books before I finally got to be on a cover, and I'm not a big fan of being the bridesmaid.
Who did you thank?
Well, I dedicated it to my daughters and my dad.
Beautiful.
Okay, Bob Dylan. Or
that I would thank.
Yeah. Oh.
Count Laszlo Delmasi.
For the constant inspiration. Maybe I would thank a very plum for steering me on the right path.
Okay, this is the final question. Okay. I'm going to go this way, starting with Lucy Race.
Is it a fast money round?
Fast money. Hands on buzzers.
Okay.
Okay, you have to answer quickly. And then throw it to the next person. Right. Everyone's
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Gather around. Okay. Bogan confession.
Lucy Race, go.
I used to drink Southern Comfort.
And lemonade?
Just by itself. Right.
She stopped
Red Bears for me, but I grew up in Geelong.
Ooh. Is that yours? Oh, my first ever sex dream was about Jimmy Barnes.
I really enjoyed and sobbed at Shane Warne's funeral.
I like drinking West End Dry from South Australia.
The first concert I went to was Bon Jovi, These Days Tour at Olympic Park.
Oh, fancy.
My first concert was Kiss, but actually I was going to say Hawthorn Cheer Squad in moccasins. Like, I literally...
Decades of it.
All right, Bogan.
Well, my first concert was Salt-N-Pepa, which I feel is not Bogan.
No, very good.
But I grew up on the Gold Coast.
All right, I think there's only one thing left to say, and that is, Ted, I drank your gin.
Mike Brady. No.
Emma's cute. Okay.
Glow footy trip. I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waiting on a line. Waiting on a line. Yeah, just to be the next to be with you.
Okay, home time. That was pretty fun.
So great. Julia is next level host. Just like the quiet achiever. She's like BP.
5-star.
BP, but without the environmental dangers.
5-star Yahoo review.
TripAdvisor.
No notes. Highlights. Wildlife.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say cheese.
We saw a wild rabbit.
Oh, we saw seals. We saw Lucille 1 and Lucille 2.
And Alex.
The seal.
The seal.
For a while, Tess believed we'd seen a dolphin.
Turns out it was a seal.
It's just a seal.
Saw cows. What else? Was there any... Oh, a kookaburra.
Well, we heard the kookaburra.
And we saw a kookaburra.
I didn't see one.
I saw one yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Julia pointed it out.
Also, we had delicious food and it was very relaxing and it reminded me of how important it is to have fun.
Have fun.
To have fun.
Go fun.
Go...
Go fun!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.